And well,
what did you call him when he was first born? You called it a
pig.
Yeah.
Little pig. I know there were other names, but.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing I've ever heard.
Uh huh.
What would you call? Do you remember what you would call that male hog when he was grown?
Boar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boar.
The boar.
Did farmers or anything ever call him anything else?
Well, we didn't at home. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I think we children would refer to it as the hog as the male and the sow as the female.
Hmm.
And she would have a litter of pigs.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody ever call the boar the stock hog? You ever heard him call that?
No, not in my family. But I have heard it called that, but not in my family.
Mm-hmm. You remember, was it white people you heard use that, or colored people? Or?
White people.
Mostly, is that an older term that's not used much anymore?
Yes. And of course the Negroes would just say, that old hog, they would say hog.
Something like that, yeah. If you had a male and your old pig there and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you have to do? What did they do to him?
Well, of course, you know, that was never discussed around me. You know, mm-hmm. Mother was very particular about that. But it would be spayed, I guess they, the dog is spayed.
Yeah, so, but then they would, I never use that around you.
Oh no, it was, you know, the farm animals were not discussed inside the home. We kids picked this up, you know, learned what we did from the barn.
And spayed, that you would also, so if you had a tomcat or a calf or a horse, they're also spayed.
Yes, I suppose that is the term.
Mm-hmm. And one which has been spayed, what would you call him? A hog that had been altered. Did you ever hear?
No.
Did you ever hear anybody talk about a barra?
A barra, yes.
Was that a term that you probably was not used around you much?
It was not used around me at all.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, that's odd. That's interesting to find out. I think that'll be true of many women, that these terms won't have been used.
No, even though we lived, I grew up on a farm, those terms weren't used around me.
Mm-hmm. You talking about hogs. Did you ever see them slaughter the hogs?
Oh, yes.
Hogs?
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me how they did that?
Well, my father would shoot the hogs in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we children were not allowed to see any of this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Negroes would haul them to the backyard in the wagon, and they had a large kettle of boiling water, and the hog was, well, no, I believe the first thing they did was cut its throat. Of course, we knew what happened, but we were supposed to be somewhere else. And then they, of course, were dipped into this boiling water,
mm-hmm.
and the hair scraped off,
mm-hmm.
and they were completely cleaned, and then they were hung up by their feet on this crossbar, and completely washed again, and then the entire body opened up. And this process took all day long, and of course it would be on a very cold day.
What months would they usually do? What months?